Good evening and welcome to tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live from Cornerstone Church in Wheeler, Texas, along the Kingdom Keys network of stations. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today. Beginning in 1986, this program has been an outreach to the community with compelling Christian talk, Bible study, guests, and callers. And in the last days, we are here to remind you that God is on the move in your life and in your local community.
Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go.
Your host for the program is Natalie Thomas. Join us now for tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back again to another Sunday Night Live. We are so glad that you have joined us tonight. You're going to get to listen to James and I, and just we just hope you have a good time tonight as we share a little bit about what we feel about 4th of July. You know, today being July 2nd, 4th of July is coming, and we celebrate the freedom that we have as a nation, but we also celebrate the freedom that we have in our Christian faith. And so I just want to welcome you, James. How are you doing?
I'm good. Happy Independence Day.
That's
weekend.
Right. Yeah, weekend. Yeah. That's just it here in Wheeler. Because it falls on a Tuesday, they're actually going to be celebrating the whole weekend starting Friday and Saturday, and then it'll carry on into Tuesday. And so we're just going to make a time of it.
Yeah. Celebrate all you can.
That's right.
American way.
American way.
Stress to holidays.
Yes. I do know that they've really been working hard here in Wheeler to provide a good time, you know, a fun time for families. And so remember, Tuesday night they will have a fireworks show and all kinds of things down at the Britt Field. And so we want to welcome you to come on down there if you want to join in on that. One of the things I think they do is really neat is they do Man of the Year, Woman of the Year, Youth of the Year. I forget what all awards they give out on that night, but it's a time to just recognize and honor those that have been above and beyond here in the community. And so I'm looking forward to see who all has been able to, that are, they're going to win that, that's what I'm trying to say. See who's going to get those awards and be honored. But, you know, today being July 2nd, I think about, you know, because we're talking about the 4th of July, that's actually the day that they signed the Declaration of Independence, was on July 2nd in 1776, but it didn't actually be completed until July 4th. I think this is pretty interesting because there was two signatures, John Hancock, and who's the other one, the second one? Anyway, hence the saying, John Hancock, the signature. And so, you know, somebody asking you for your John Hancock, they're asking for your signature. Anyway, that's where that saying came from. But do you have anything to add to any of this?
Well, yeah, we've got to Google out and got some interesting facts about Independence Day that kind of go, that was one of them. But I just kind of thought we'd talk kind of about what it means to us, or what is it, you know, because it means a little bit different to most people when we think of the 4th of July or Independence Day. What do you think of, you know? I think of the freedom of this country and how freedom isn't free, you know. I know Memorial Day just passed, you know, you still, but Independence Day is more about the soldiers and the people that have fought and died for this flag and this country, you know, to make it free.
To get us to a place where, I mean, we had to fight for it. We had to pursue it. We had to keep going, even when it was hard. They continued to go on, and they had a vision for the United States.
Well, they had a vision to be able to worship Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That was the vision. You know what I mean? It wasn't to have their own land and all this. The original thing was so that they could worship Jesus and not be persecuted for it. And we see they fought and died. You know, I mean, those people, the original people, they had to fight for years and years, and a lot of people died fighting for this freedom to worship Christ. You know,
mm-hmm.
And one of the facts that we run across in here was the fact that the way the American flag is folded, you know, in the triangle shape, that was to honor the hats that the original colonists wore in battle.
The soldiers
had a little triangle hat. That's why the flag is folded as it is. It was originally because of that, you know.
Yeah.
So it was originally something done with the flag to honor the soldiers that fight, that died for the freedom, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing I think of quite a bit about on 4th of July, for me personally, is the soldiers, the ones that lost their life on it, you know what I mean? Defending and fighting for freedom, you know what I mean? And then freedom and free. So, and then the soldiers that were, you know, throughout a lot of years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people have died. A lot of people have shed blood
for this very country.
Yes.
To continue to keep our freedom.
Right, just to keep it. Yeah, to keep it. So.
Yeah, that's right. But sometimes, you know, if you look today and you look around and you look at some of the freedoms that we've had that we may not be able to keep.
Yeah, they're trying to take a bunch of them away. They started fighting the day they got over here, and we're still fighting today. So.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a never-ending deal. So.
Well, what you got on your fun facts over there?
Well, I was just kind of, that was one of the things there was that. And also, of course, you know, 4th of July, you also think of hot dogs. Eating hot dogs, that's just kind of the, you know.
Barbecue hot dogs.
Yeah, well, barbecue. But so anyway, the hot dog, that deal originated, right? And so in Coney Island in New York, New York City, on Coney Island, that's where the hot dog eating competition known is where it started. They still have it every year. It's on TV and everything. And then Joey Chestnut, according to Google now, this is the latest and greatest.
Oh, well, if it's got to be true, if it's Google.
But Joey Chestnut holds the record, the title of hot dog eating world champion, and he set the record in 2021 and ate 76 hot dogs and buns up there in Coney Island.
Hot dogs and buns.
So if you want to go for the record, 77's your mark.
77.
Hot dogs, you know. And
which I like my hot dog burnt.
So if you're a little older, you would probably remember the songs on the commercials, right?
Yeah.
But you know, the Chevy commercial was baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. That was what was America.
Now, see, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
That was, you know, Chevy was trying to say that things that are American. You know, you think of America, that's what's America right there is. Baseball, which that's America's pastime, right? And the hot dog, which was America's food there, hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
And apple pie, and then Chevrolet, they throw the Chevrolet in there, you know what I mean? But the apple, one of the interesting facts on here was apple pie was not eaten overseas before they got here.
Really?
Yeah, when they got here.
In England they didn't eat it?
They ate other stuff, similar pastries, but it wasn't like an actual apple pie. They got the canning and saving apples over here from the Dutch and the German immigrants that had come with them, that migrated over. And so they started, they wanted some new food to have their American food, as opposed to the old stuff that they had over in England. And so that was one of the facts, is they made apple pies, and that's why apple pie is associated with America, because it was first over here, and it went in I'll have to find it. But it first went in a cookbook as written down as apple pie and 17. I'll have to find them.
Yeah, you have, when you get to that.
But that's why the apple pie is thrown in there with, you know, the hot dog and the, you know, mm-hmm. apple pies, because that was something that was actually originally over here in the United States.
Well, you know, I'd like to search out why in the world is the hot dog the food. So that might be one of my next searches.
And Google
stuff.
Hot dog.
Yeah. So I might have to search that out and let the the listeners know maybe after I figure this out. But, yeah, that's interesting to know.
And then baseball, of course, you know, that's our American pastime. There's always big baseball stuff at the 4th of July. When we was kids, we always had a big tournament on 4th of July.
So when did actually football come into play?
I don't know.
Because evidently there's always been baseball, and so then later football came. Anyway, it's just an interesting thing to think about. But go ahead. What's your next fun fact?
Well, there have been 27 different versions of the U.S. flag. So, of course, you know, the reason we have 13 stars for the colonies, 13 stripes for the colonies. So, here's your... So we have to add ice cream to the 4th of July, Independence Day. You know, they don't mention ice cream in the song. Chevy forgot ice cream and watermelon, too, really, as far as that goes. But,
yeah.
But anyway, so ice cream. See, they had ice cream back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was already the 4th of July celebration. And so President Zachary Taylor, he died after he got sick after 4th of July celebration. Now, historians argue about it a little bit, but they really think he got really sick because of the 4th of July celebration in 1850. He died on July the 9th.
Of 1850.
And so he was only in office for 16 months. But so he was president, and he had the big 4th of July celebration. And they said that the historians think he died because he ate so much of cherries, and it says ice milk. I'm going to go ahead and translate. Ice milk got to be ice cream.
Has to be.
So if you're listening to Pastor Mercer, just know that this president did die of probably having too much cherry ice cream. That's all I'm saying.
Watch out.
So, but on the other side of that, it's only been one guy die from eating too much ice cream in the whole history that we know of.
So, and so the odds.
Probably good.
Yeah,
the
odds are really. Yeah.
Okay, here's our apple pie. Here's my apple pie fact. And it's coming in since the 1700s as they made the apple pie. And it says the first time it was a cookbook, it was in 1796. So apple pie, we spoke about that earlier. The first recipe for an apple pie in America was published in a cookbook in 1796.
I wonder what it is compared to the recipe I wonder if it's similar to what we use today. But I don't. It seems like they didn't probably have as much used sugar like we do today, so probably may not be as sweet. But that'd be interesting to find out too.
Parades are part of the 4th of July, right? So Bristol, Rhode Island, has the longest running 4th of July parade of anybody in the United States. Bristol, Rhode Island.
Did it say?
Anybody ever goes on Jeopardy, we may have them fixed up or some of this stuff.
That's not right. But it didn't say how long is the parade was.
It's the longest one that they...
I know, but...
Not the length of the parade. They've been having it longer.
Oh!
Patrick Henry was one of the signers, right, of the Constitution, or of the Independence
Declaration.
And Patrick Henry is also the one who quoted the phrase, "Give me liberty or give me death." I would also, Patrick Henry also had a really good, they were asking their opinion about what they thought about the 4th of July. And I thought Patrick Henry's was the best out of all the presidents that said stuff about the 4th of July and about the freedom of religion and everything together. Patrick Henry is actually the one. He says, It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not by religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for that reason alone, people of other faiths have been afforded freedom of religion, or freedom of religious worship here, because of the what they were founded. And that was a quote from Patrick Henry. I thought that was a really good quote, you know.
You know, when we were searching some of this 4th of July stuff out, one of the things that came up was, what does July mean in the Bible? And July actually means the blood. And so basically saying how the blood of Jesus. But anyway, I thought that was pretty neat.
And here's a couple of quotes from presidents and famous leaders. George Washington, his quote is, "It is impossible rightly to govern the world without God and the Bible."
Mm.
Thomas Jefferson says, "The Bible is the cornerstone of liberty." We want this death, liberty, and justice for all, right? Thomas Jefferson says that the Bible is the cornerstone of liberty. Benjamin Franklin says, "The longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men." Amen. It just took him a while to realize that God's part of man's life too. He's right there. And he says that, "And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God's notice, it is terrible that an empire can rise without His aid." Cannot rise without His aid.
You know, with that,
this
good.
Is the founding. The founding of this country was definitely, you know, Christian. Jesus. You know,
yes, on Christian.
All the original people and signers and stuff all quote the Bible and all had the Bible, you know. But it goes on, and you know, I mean, it's just some of this stuff is, you know.
Well, you're looking at that paper, and one of the things that I was want to point out was the creed that the United States was based off of a creed. They were trying to get away from, you know, having kings and queens, and they were wanting a nation that were, you know, were free with the fighting for that democracy. And let me see if I can find it here. So I want to read it to them.
I'll give a few facts while you look.
Okay.
Betsy Ross, well, most people know this one, I believe. Betsy Ross is credited with being the first person to sew the American flag. They used to teach that in history class. I don't know if they do anymore. They used to, but that's one that I've always known because it was taught to us in school. It says that John Adams predicted that Independence Day would be a huge celebration for many generations to come. I think he was right.
Yes.
And now we've talked about this before, though, but it says the Independence Day was once celebrated on July the 5th, right?
Yeah.
And this is in 1779.
So it would have been 3 years later.
Right.
Yeah.
But the reason that the whole country celebrated it a day late was because it fell on a Sunday. This is what we're talking about. The holiday fell on a Sunday in 1779, so the Americans celebrated it on Monday the 5th because of the Bible and the Sabbath, and they did not want
to preserve it on the Sunday.
They did not want to do it on Sunday. That is right. Because, you know, back in the original, a lot of the story, it was, what would they even say, it was unholy.
Disrespectful.
It was disrespectful to have your businesses open on a Sunday.
Well, and even for the 4th of July.
Right, for all that's why they
during the 4th of July celebration, it was unpatriotic and it was disrespectful, and the people really looked down on those people that had their businesses open as they thought it was serious to them.
Yeah, you didn't do nothing on Sunday. You passed it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I found the creed, and it's penned by Thomas Jefferson. It says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So the Christian influence in the birth of the United States is inescapable.
Very strong.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that say it had nothing to do with it, but they just... They
you
have,
cannot get away from
it.
Right, yeah. So Christian influence is definitely... had a part in the birth of the United States of America.
Yeah, big part.
Yes. You got any other facts over there?
Oh, yeah, I've got lots of facts. Some not so good. There have been 3 U.S. presidents that have died on the 4th of July.
Huh.
3.
You reckon it was from ice cream, too?
Yeah, well.
They didn't mention it?
They didn't die there. But James Monroe, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson all died on the 4th of July. I thought this was interesting. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson passed in 1826. They both died on the same day, the same year of July the 4th.
Oh, okay.
Well, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
And then James Monroe, he passed 5 years later in 1831. But I did not know they died the same day. I wonder, I'd Google that too.
Yeah.
Or something.
Interesting.
Could have been a drive-by shooting back in the
1800s. With their horse.
Yep. There are some copies of the Declaration of Independence with a woman's signature on it.
Okay.
Which would have been unheard of probably back in the day. See. Mary Catherine Goddard was one of the official signers in 1776, but the printer and publisher added her name to the Declaration of Independence after she was hired. She was not original signer, but they added it.
Because why?
Copies.
She made copies. You know, I think about that.
After she was hired by Congress to print copies.
So, I think about that. If they hired her to print copies, she had to write every one of those. I wonder how many copies she made. I know, I just think about that weird stuff, but handwrite it. She had to handwrite every one of those.
Think about how many people had to handwrite the copies of the Bible.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah. And yet it still withstood
the test
of time of being accurate and being true. You know, the game you play with your kids, you tell a person something, you go around a circle and everybody tells it when it gets back to the end.
Telephone,
it's
yeah.
Not even close to what it started, you know.
Uh-huh.
You see how everyone's had so many opportunities to change the Bible. And there have been some slight stuff here and there. People argue about it, but the gist of it is it's remained the same. So that just almost says that has to be the Holy Word of God.
Yes.
So, we know there's now 50 stars on the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when the last star was added and what state it was for?
I do, actually.
Okay.
Just because I cheated.
Okay.
I looked. You want me to tell you?
Yep.
Are you
going
to read it?
Tell me.
Well, I know what year and I know what state.
Okay.
1960.
Okay.
And it was Hawaii.
And what day?
That I don't. Was it July 4th?
July the 4th.
Really?
Yep. July the 4th, 1960, Hawaii was added. So, there you go.
Well, it took them long enough, didn't it?
Well, now.
Well, 1960, our country was declared independent in 1776.
Well, no, but they didn't get Hawaii to purchase Hawaii in 1776. So, John Adams, he argued about the fact. He thought it should be celebrated on the 2nd because that was the actual day it was signed. They signed it on the 2nd, but it wasn't officially getting the document officially till the 4th. So John Adams, he was outvoted. 4th it is.
4th it is.
Yep. So Americans, they consume about 150 million hot dogs. Americans, on the 4th of July, 150 million hot dogs. But 76 at the time, though, right? Cuts her down pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be trying to compete with those
guys.
So, Los Angeles residents alone, so Californians They must be the hot dog capital right there. Because the Los Angeles residents alone consume 30 million pounds of hot dogs on July the 4th.
30 million
out of 150. They consume 30 of them. So that's according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. There you go.
They got their own council, huh?
Uh-huh. Yep. There you go. So, what are some of the things that you think about for the 4th of July?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I think, of course, our freedom, but I think fireworks, cookout, lake, homemade ice cream for us, things like that, just to celebrate, just to have fun. That's one of the things that I think about.
Speaking on that note, there's my fun facts.
Yeah.
There are approximately 16,000 Independence Day firework displays that take place each year.
16,000. Well, you know, I was talking about the creed earlier, and during that, Benjamin Franklin said, as he was preparing to sign the Declaration of Independence, it says, this is what he said, "We must all hang together, or most assuredly, as we will all hang separately."
That's right. Yeah, they were pledging, you either end this to the end, or if we don't stick together, we're not going to make it.
That's right.
They'll kill us all.
So I thought that was an interesting fact right there.
How much money do Americans spend on fireworks each 4th of July?
A whole bunch.
This is Americans.
Just Americans.
Over 1 billion, with a B, $1 billion on fireworks just for the 4th of July.
Yeah, some people get serious about that.
1 billion. Now that's, that's celebrating right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. The actual 4th of July did not become a declared holiday. Was signed in, is 100 years later. 1870. That became official holiday in 1870. So almost 100 years after the signing of the Declaration did they make it actual holiday.
100 years later.
Almost 100 years later.
Huh.
So, better late than never, I guess, right? So.
Do you know the first state that celebrated it?
First state?
Mm-hmm. I might be quoting it wrong, but I believe it's Pennsylvania.
I believe it was Massachusetts. I seen something.
Oh, yeah, okay. Pittsburgh. No?
No, not
Pittsburgh. Oh, goodness.
Hospitals receive a surplus of patients on the 4th of July due to firework injuries. I'm just saying, when you have $1 billion worth of stuff that blows up, and lights on fire, probably going to have some fires, some burns, and some, loss of fingers.
Well, it reminds me of a story. We actually were part of that that amount there. Whenever the kids were popping fireworks, and they had those black cats, right? That's black cats. And they would light them and throw them. Well, one of our boys, as he lit it, he didn't throw it fast enough, and so it popped in his hand, and it tore up his finger. Well, I freaked out, and I just knew I had to take him to the emergency room. Anyway, needless to say, we went there. Everything was okay. He was fine, but it scared Mom more than anything, I think. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So be safe.
Be safe when doing fireworks.
Yeah, don't blow your fingers.
Back up, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Put it in
reverse, Terry.
Yeah. All right. Okay, the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
It wasn't the Star Spangled Banner until 1931. That's a long time later. 1931, and it took 117 years for the words written in 1814. So it was written in 1814 by Francis Scott Key's and it gained federal recognition in 1931. And now it is easily one of the most famous songs in the country.
You know,
Star Spangled Banner.
You know what? On that note, we ought to just listen to the Star Spangled Banner.
I believe we should.
All right. I think let's go ahead and get us to the Star Spangled Banner. Hang on, everybody.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
You know, the Star Spangled Banner, that's really a neat song. I like it.
Well, if you can't just feel the patriotism in that when you listen, I don't know. If that don't set you on fire, your wood's wet.
That's right. You know, with that being said, that almost makes me think of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
You know, the pledge that we say and we stand and we honor the flag and we cross our heart.
Yeah, one nation under God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yes.
This is a interesting fact. I never knew this. But the World Trade Center in New York was designed to be 1,776 feet tall. And it was designed to represent the year that America declared its independence from Great Britain.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. Never heard that before. But that's why they designed the World Trade Center in New York to be that height, was because of the year they declared their independence. That was really neat. I don't know who designed that or thought that up,
but now,
who would have thunk it?
Yeah, who would have thunk it? With that being said, the World Trade Center...
been bombed.
You have airplanes that go through a World Trade Center to mm-hmm. try to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
But America still stands.
That's right. That is right. Amen to that.
That's right.
Now, here's where you get your Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
The first newspaper to print the Declaration of Independence was the Pennsylvania Evening Post.
Okay, you're right.
Mm-hmm. They didn't waste any time either, because they did it on a Saturday's issue of July the 6th in 1776. Now, you're talking about hot off the presses. I bet that's where that comes from, hot off the press. It was soon published in the newspaper right there. As soon as they had signed it, they had just got it printed.
I wonder if people were like clipping that and to say that, you know, because that was, they were such, you know, people were so patriotic. I mean, to the point, like what we talked about, they, you know, you close your business.
Well, here's how patriotic George Washington was. He celebrated the 4th of July in 1778, and he was at war.
Huh.
Yep, he treated the soldiers to a double ration of rum and a cannon salute.
A cannon salute.
A cannon salute and a double potion of rum at war to celebrate the 4th of July.
Probably was a morale builder, I would think.
Oh, I imagine, yeah. If you're at war, a double shot of rum.
Yeah, like, we're free. We're going to do this. Yeah.
So the Liberty Bell. The Liberty Bell hasn't been rung since 1846. That's the last time it was rang on Washington's birthday in February. And that's when it had them. That's when they discovered the major crack in it, so they quit ringing it.
Well, you know, one of the facts, which I think were on, was in one of the pages. It said every year they would ring the bell 13 times to commemorate and honor the 13 colonies.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I believe they tap it or something.
Oh, is it just tapping it?
They just tap it now because it has the crack.
Okay.
I believe that was what Google said. And here's, before the Civil War, this one was just disrespectful to open your business on Sunday, and that was changed after the Civil War. So that's it. Okay, here's one that I had never heard of, and I don't know if we need to keep this, but this might be one we can just let go.
Okay.
Okay, and this may be just because they're in the Northeast and on the coast. But, I'm all about the apple pie, I'm about the ice cream, and I'm about the hot dog. Those are good, okay? But, New England, it is a tradition in New England to eat salmon on the 4th of July. Eating salmon and peas on Independence Day is a... Excuse me, is a New England practice that dates back centuries.
Centuries.
Many swear by the recipe and made it a staple for the American holiday. Will this be something you cook up for the Fourth of July? No.
No, it will not. I don't think we ever eat salmon.
We will not be having salmon or peas.
I don't even think you would order it at a restaurant, would you?
No. I'm not knocking salmon or peas. I'm just saying it ain't replacing the apple pie
and the hot dog.
I'm sorry, New England.
And the ice cream.
You can be the Patriots and all that all you want, okay? But we ain't replacing apple pie with peas.
That's right.
Okay. So anyway, there you go. That's just we have that. I didn't know. Not surprisingly, though, but there are other countries that celebrate America's independence on the 4th of July. And I can see it now as being, so you have embassies and Americans abroad doing it, but these countries themselves, they do it too. They celebrate because of our independence, you know. And a few of those are Denmark, England, which I think is ironic, you know.
Yeah, because we are left now.
Yeah, we declared our independence from England, yet England celebrates America's
They were glad to see us to go.
So, hey, I don't know. Maybe it's a good riddance to you. I don't know. Norway, Portugal, and Sweden all take part in that too. So there you go. I don't know.
So we have all these countries that's celebrating the 4th of July, and you know they're eating salmon and peas for 4th of July. But this has nothing to do with 4th of July. But one of the things I think about is French fries. I know that's weird because Americans eat French fries, but didn't those actually come from France?
I don't know.
Or is that just a...
That's McDonald's. I thought they came from McDonald's.
I think they did come from McDonald's. So, yeah. There you go.
Well, there has been one U.S. president who was born on the 4th of July. You know, actually born on the 4th. That was Calvin Coolidge. So I bet the White House had a pretty little good shindig up there on when Coolidge was in office.
Oh, yeah. I bet they really did do some celebrating.
Birthday and all, you know.
Yeah. He always got fireworks on his birthday, I guess.
Yeah. So, Paul Revere and Sam Adams, on July the 4th in 1795, those two men placed a time capsule and buried it in the ground in Massachusetts. Right?
Okay.
Under the Massachusetts State House in Boston. In Bath, we were actually there in Boston and toured that. I don't remember seeing nothing about this, though. But if it was written down, I probably didn't read it because I didn't read about 1/99th of what was written down up there in Boston.
Yeah.
You did. You read a lot more than I did. But They have a lot to, if you like to walk along stuff and read about stuff.
History.
Boston, it's a good place to go.
Yeah, Boston really was neat because we were able to walk down the streets and there was just so much history right within. In
a lot of this stuff right here went on, happened back, you know, that was the general vicinity of all that stuff. And you walked up to the Tea Party. So.
Yeah.
You know, you walked up, that was the end of your tour, was where the Tea Party was, where they dumped the tea and you took a ferry back.
Yes. Okay, so what else? What other fun fact do we have here?
Well, they dug up Paul Revere and them. They dug that up. Workers found it when they were fixing a leak. 2 centuries later, they dug this by workers fixing a leak, and the state officials opened it up. They discovered a pine tree shilling coin. I guess coins were made out of pine trees originally. A wooden nickel, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Wooden nickel.
Wooden nickel.
There you go.
Okay.
A copper medal engraved with an image of George Washington. Several newspapers and a silver plate thought to be engraved by Paul Revere.
Interesting.
That's what's in the little time capsule. So, hey, if your kids like to put time capsules, hey, man, they're grown men, we're doing it. A long time ago, so.
I really think it's kind of a neat idea, especially if you do it when your kids are young, and then as they get older and get married or have kids, they go back and dig that up. I think that's kind of a neat thing.
Okay, I think this is our last and final hoorah here of the Google facts.
Right? Okay.
The U.S. that contained the word liberty, the largest town is Liberty, Missouri, with a population of 32,865 people. That's the largest town, population town with Liberty. So, there you have it.
That's all the
fun
facts.
So, if you ever go on Jeopardy, need some. I don't say I'm used to those facts, but. There you go. We just helped you out.
Well, some of that's pretty interesting to me.
There's some interesting stuff. I know I'll probably be thinking about salmon and peas now. You know, I'll have my hot dog and I'll be just enjoying my hot dog and that hot apple pie if we have it. I know with ice cream.
Well, I guess we should make us some apple pie on 4th of July.
I'm going to be thinking, when I have my ice cream, I'll be thinking, man, thank God. I'll be praying, thanking Jesus that I'm in Texas, not New England. I'd be having salmon as opposed to homemade ice cream.
Well, if you live in New England, you probably would like it.
Well, it's fresh caught, you know, right off the bay. I'm sure they just come off the boat right there, and it's fresh, and it's really good. It's not like Texas salmon that you get out of a tuna can, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, what does 4th of July mean to you? What do you think of on 4th of July?
Well, like I said, it makes me think a lot about the freedom of our country and the freedom wasn't free. That the people that died for it, you know, like we talked about the first of the show.
Well, I guess I forgot about that.
So anyway, but I mean, you know, of course, like I say, you have the fireworks and as kids we always had baseball stuff. But I think it's a time for friends, maybe not always family, you know. If your family's close, get together with your family. If not, you know, family's more of a Thanksgiving-type, Christmas-type deal, you know what I mean? Friends, more of a friends get-together and celebrate your freedom. But I think one thing that we need to do more of, or probably I do more now than I used to, was really, especially these last few years, is I really think about our freedom of religion. Because in the Christian religion, Jesus has been persecuted, you know, forever, and in other countries, you know, and stuff, it's been really bad and all this. I was just watching on the news the other day where they were at I believe it was a LGBTQ
whatever
rally, a rally, and this preacher goes up to that rally every year, I'm not sure what state it was in, and he just reads the Bible. Well, this year, because June was the month, right, this year one of the people up there tore his, took his Bible from him and tore all the pages out of it, destroyed his Bible. And they thought, well, that, you know, you shouldn't have your Bible there. They don't want it there. And so it was one of those deals. And I just seen on the news, I believe it was today, where out in front of a mosque, some people burned the Quran. The same bunch of people got killed. But they burned the Quran in front of a mosque, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Quran also comes against the LGBTQ, whatever you want to call it. And so, but that group of people there is really coming against anything that doesn't line up with them and their agenda.
Well, Christianity, really.
Christianity is...
The morals that we get are from God and from the Bible, and they are... Their morals are not the same as that.
Right.
And so, yeah, and so we've been fighting for our freedom. We have our freedom in Christ, but we are coming to a time, which is sad to say, that our freedom, there are some of our Christian freedoms that are starting to be taken away from in a country that was founded on Christians, on the Word of God.
Right. You know, I had... They have banned, I don't know if you knew this or heard this, and I think I've told you, but most people probably haven't heard this, but in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is a big Mormon, you know, population, right? They banned just this last few, this year, but they have banned all Bibles in the public schools. You cannot go to a public school library, right, in Salt Lake City, and there cannot be a Bible in the library. And the Bible's always been considered a really historic book, you know, for one thing, that, you know, even if the people that don't believe it religiously, they look to it for accuracy as in history, you know. But they banned that here in the United States. The Bible's banned from public school libraries. And that just shocked me. Because, I mean, if you heard it about China or, you know, Iran or Iraq, maybe Afghanistan, you know, that wouldn't shock us at all. But this is in the United States, the Bibles got banned, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a couple in China, which, like I said, this don't really shock nobody, I don't think. It was a young couple and a small child. They were all three thrown in prison for life for having a Bible in their home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't out in public reading it. They found it in the couple's home, and they got life in prison. Even the child will stay in prison for eternity, or, you know, for forever, just because his parents had a Bible, you know. And then when you say that about China, it's people's like, well, that's China, you know. But we're starting to see a lot of that stuff spill over, and now it's becoming part of the United States.
Yes.
They don't want to honor the flag. They don't want to honor God. They don't want to honor the Bible. And it's all an attack on Jesus, you know.
Well, and we have an enemy that does not want the word to prevail, does not want any of that to prevail around here, and the enemy is trying to come in and take with him as many as he can.
Yeah, it's not these LGBT people, you know what I'm saying? It's not those people. It's not the Chinese, you know. It's not the Iranians or all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the devil. It's our enemy. And then the Bible tells us, you know, we don't war against flesh and blood, so we can't go after these people, you know. And it's not the people, because you can just look at some of the stuff they're doing and know that they're not in control, they're not in their right mind.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us,
they're being influenced.
It's demonic influences, and it's absurd, some of the stuff. So we have to just pray for our enemies, love our enemies, but we have to know where the fight is.
That's right. And so I wanted to read this. It says, when the fireworks go off in celebration of our Independence Day, let them remind you to be grateful to God for the freedom and opportunity that we have in our country. And let them remind you to be grateful to the men and the women of our armed services who serve this country tirelessly to protect those freedoms. But also let them remind you that freedom on this earth, while indeed is so very precious, is nothing compared to the spiritual freedom which we have forever in Jesus. His work in the hearts of humanity is what brings true freedom.
So as you guys celebrate the 4th of July, be sure to include the celebration of your freedom in Christ.
Right. So one, keep, do not forget God. Same thing Pastor's been saying over and over, and it's really been all, it's been a really good word, is get to know God. Don't forget who God is. So on our 4th of July, remember God, and don't blow off your fingers.
See, be careful, be cautious.
That's the two things. There's three, I guess, really come to my mind right now. One is to honor God in your freedom that you can worship God in this country. So honor, remember and honor God, most of all, one. Two, be safe, don't blow yourself up. And three is don't eat so much ice cream that you get sick and die.
That's a good one. You know, one thing that comes to mind, though, is continue to fight. The word fight. Continue to fight. As Christians, don't lay down and take it, but with the Holy Spirit, fight. Fight that battle.
Well, our sword of the Spirit speaking.
That's right. That's right. Well, one of the things that I talked about earlier in the show was July being considered the blood.
Red month.
Yeah, red month. Red month. And so basically we have our freedom in Christ because of the blood of Jesus. He came, he died on the cross, he shed his blood so that all of our sins can be wiped away and be set free from anything. And so I think we should listen to that song, The Blood of Jesus.
You know, one thing that really, we was reading about that, I'd never heard that. But originally back, I don't remember, I don't have it in front of me, but July was considered, celebrated as the red month, right?
Okay.
And that was because of, to remind us of the blood of Jesus. Well, you can see why that's not around no more, because the devil don't want that around. He don't want us all month of July thinking about the blood of Jesus. That's going to hinder his progress dramatically. So, we don't want to do what the devil wants, so, right? So why not spread the word and have a red month this July and think about the precious blood of Jesus that gave us everything that we have.
That's right. And, you know, this also for all, most importantly, our spiritual freedom through Christ because of the blood of Jesus. But then, the blood of the soldiers that they fought that was shed so that we can have our physical freedom here in the U.S. and in this country. And so, with that being said, I think we're going to go ahead and play that song, The Blood of Jesus.
Amen.
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Of Jesus.
Nothing can for sin atone.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Naught of good that I have done.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Of Jesus.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power?
Are you
washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you
fully trusting in His grace this hour?
Are you
washed in the blood of the Lamb? Of the Lamb?
Jesus is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. You know, I'm so thankful for the blood because there are so many things in my life that I could be bound to that He has set me free. And so I am just so thankful for the blood. Well, as we come to the kind of, you know, as we're in closing to the show, I am in, I just want to remember all of those that are in Perryton and those that are in Matador that have experienced destruction from tornadoes. I know that Pastor Marlon is right there in the middle of that. That's where he's from, is Perryton. And I know that they are going to be stronger than ever before. And actually, one of the things that he actually put on Facebook was they're going to be even better. He's going to turn those ashes to beauty. And I believe that for Perryton. But our hearts and our prayers go out to those that have lost their things and their family and all of those things. But one thing we can always know is that we have Jesus. And Jesus is always with us, and He always takes care of us, and He provides for us. And so I was just thinking about that. Well, we had Pastor Marlon on here a couple of times, and several times. He's one of our favorites out there. And so I'm hoping that maybe we can get Pastor Marlon on here in the next couple of weeks or something, and maybe he can just share a little bit about, because I know God's moving. I know God's moving in people's lives in Perryton, and I know God's moving in Matador and in other places that are around that's experienced the destruction for them. And so so I think we should pray for those people. And just pray in honor and 4th of July for the freedom in Christ that we have. And so would you want to pray, or do you want me to pray? Okay. Father, I just thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy, and Lord, that Your love and Your protection that is on everybody. And Father, I just lift up those in Perryton, and I lift up those in Matador. And Father, I pray that You are leading them to peace, and Father, that You are helping them gather those things of their life and putting those things back together. Father, reminding them of how much You love them and how much You care for them and You want good for them. Father, I thank You that we have freedom. I thank You that we have the freedom of spiritual freedom, that we can come to You. I thank You, Lord, that You provided us Jesus and that blood, that all of that would be taken away, all of our sins would be taken away. And Father, I thank You for our freedom. Lord, I thank You that we have the freedom You intended for the United States of America to be free. And Father, I thank You for that freedom that You have given us here, that we can have that freedom to worship You. We can have that freedom to have a Bible in our hand, to tell people about the Word, to pray in public. And Father, I just pray against anything that was wanting to destroy the United States. Father, I come against any evil, and I thank You that You are with those. And Father, we just thank You for Your goodness, and Lord, we just thank You for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And so we just thank You guys for tuning in, and we just pray that you have a safe, fun 4th of July, celebrating your freedom in Christ and celebrating your freedom here in the United States of America.
And if you are with the New England crowd, enjoy your salmon in peace.
Because we're going to be having ice cream and hot dogs. All right, we love you guys, and we will be back next week for another Sunday Night Live. Have a good week, everybody.
Johnny!